Our eyes can only process a narrow range of the energy called light. We can't see past infrared or ultraviolet. Many things are real, even though we can't see them. Life on this earth is not limited to what our five senses can detect. There's an entire world out there existing in the realm of the spirit. Today, a series begins that tells us about that world and how we relate to it. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer begins a series on the invisible world, where battles are lost and won. Listen now as we learn that as believers, we're living in two worlds.
The message today is entitled The Invisible World and Actually Living in Both Worlds. I think it was 1897 that H.G. Wells wrote his famous novel entitled The Invisible Man. In that novel, through various experiments, a man was able to make himself invisible. But the problem is he could not reverse the process, and that's where the intrigue began. I heard a story about a doctor, and his receptionist said, "You know, doctor, in the waiting room there is an invisible man." And the doctor said, "Well, tell him I can't see him right now." Well, there is an invisible world. It's the world of God and angels and demons and heaven and hell. And it's the world that we're going to be exploring in this series of messages. And rather than this simply being theology and an exploration that might become theoretical, what we're going to do is to actually look into the scriptures and see people who encountered the invisible world and what they learned as a result of it. Whether it's Jacob who's asleep outside in the wasteland and discovers that God is in that place, whether it is John near the end of the series, we'll talk about his vision of heaven. We're going to be exploring the invisible world through the experiences of people. And I hope that you make sure that you are a part of this series. Today, as we talk about life in both worlds, I'm going to begin with the problem of sorrow and affliction and unanswered questions. Because you and I know that in this world, with all of its pain and suffering, unless we have a good vision of the invisible world, we are very hopeless indeed. But all of us, even though we believe God is good, even though we believe his promises, we've got all kinds of issues and problems that we are seeking for answers for, and many of those answers will not come to us in this life. How do we put up with that, and how do we do it? My wife and I have had the privilege of being in Paris, France, and we've been next to the Eiffel Tower. If you were to look at the Eiffel Tower, say, from 3 feet away, what you would see is rusty steel, all kinds of bolts and rivets. Quite frankly, it looks ugly. But if you back away, say, a half a mile and look at the Eiffel Tower, then you can see its symmetry and its beauty, and you know that those ugly, rusty bolts and the steel actually are a part of a much larger, much grander plan and picture. That's what we're going to do in this message. We're going to look at matters up close, the visible world, and then we're going to back up and we're going to see the invisible world and see how the invisible world informs the visible. And we're going to get the short perspective, the narrow perspective, but also the long-term perspective. That's where we're going. The passage of Scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I do hope that you brought your Bibles with you, as you do all the time, I'm sure. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul reminds us that no matter how difficult life is, we should not lose heart. As a matter of fact, he mentions that twice in chapter 4, that we should not lose heart. And he talks about his own struggles and his own trials, how there's so much opposition, and yet he keeps going. And then he says in verse 16 of chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. What he has in this passage is three contrasts. The contrast between the material world and the immaterial world, the seen world and the unseen world. And those are the contrasts that we are going to look at today because we do live in both worlds. The first contrast that Paul mentions there, and we've already read it, is the contrast between the outer nature that is wasting away and the inner nature that is being renewed day by day. First of all, let's talk about the outer nature. Let's talk about our bodies. Old age, as you and I know, is irreversible, it is visible, and it is continuous. We're told that the process of death happens as soon as you are born, and there's nothing that you can do to reverse it, and to reverse the final verdict of our mortality, and that is death. You can't get out of it. Today we live at a time when I would describe it as the cult of the body. The cult of the body is that the only thing that really matters is the body, how you look and how you feel. And everybody wants to live real long, but nobody wants to grow old. So they're in the midst of that dilemma. But when death comes, there will be nothing you can do to stop it. You can argue against it. You can steel your will against it. You can have all the optimism in the world. And when death comes, there you will be. And there's no way out of that event. So first of all, we look at the visible world, our bodies. But then Paul says the inner world is being renewed day by day, the inner nature. You know, for those of you who are investigating Christianity, you should remember that Christianity is very unique. Because it teaches that God actually comes to dwell in the human heart and to give us a new nature. This is known as the new birth. And because of that new birth, there is within us a transformation of our desires, our aptitudes, and who we are, because this change has been wrought in our hearts by God. It changes what we love, and it changes what we hate. And this new nature that is implanted in us by God, with all of the struggles still of the old nature, it is being renewed day by day, even as the outer world is wasting away. Because your inner world is part of the invisible world. As a matter of fact, in this series, I hope to preach a message just on the human soul, because it's part of the invisible world, but it also connects with the invisible world. It is really part of both worlds. So the Apostle Paul is saying here, though our outer man perishes, the inner is renewed. You know, those who work with older people say that when some people become senile, they'll actually become very angry, very obstinate, very difficult to get along with, and maybe even vulgar. And it has been said, and it's probably true, that I don't want to say too much about that and make heavy weather of it, but it's probably true that that nature is the true person. It's just that as they were living, they were able, because of social restraints, to keep that all inside. But there's another aspect, and that is there are Christians who have become old and their body has become weary and they have entered into even senility, but it has been sweet senility. Their inner nature is still being renewed day by day, being prepared for heaven. Something else about Christianity is it's the only religion that has an answer to the problem of guilt and the soul that you brought with you today, the stain of sin and regret that we spend so much time denying. Because that inner nature, being renewed and being cleansed by God day by day, being fitted for its heavenly existence. So Paul says that the first contrast is between the inner nature and the outer nature that is decaying, and the inner nature that is being renewed day by day. There's a second contrast, and that is between the suffering of this present world and the glory. Now listen to this. He says in verse 17, "For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." Wow. The imagery that I like to think of when I read this is of a scale. Now, some of you teenagers, you need this explained to you. There used to be scales that I was aware of when I was growing up as a boy that really had weights on them. So you had this balance. Over here, you know, you could put a 2-pound weight, for example, a 2-pound weight of iron. And on this side, then, you'd put enough meat to balance it. And so you know that you would have 2 pounds of meat. I just want you to visualize it. And I see it very clearly in my mind because there was this grocer that my parents were at. And as a boy, as I looked at this scale, it had kind of a bowl on one side with a little hole in it. And I put my finger in there. And the storekeeper was not at all pleased with me. And I therefore remember these scales with a clarity that I'm trying to forget. Now, what Paul is saying is take one side of the scale and let's call it afflictions. Fill it up. How would you fill it? Maybe cancer, maybe terminal cancer, maybe heart problems, maybe unemployment, maybe a ruptured relationship, maybe a divorce, perhaps poverty, the abuse that you endured as a child. Just take all of your afflictions and put it on this side of the scale. Every single affliction. And then on the other side of the scale, what you do is you put the eternal weight of glory, which is the imagery here that Paul is using. And Paul says that because of the comparison, the scale would go plunk.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. Isn't it encouraging to know that the triumphs of eternity are so great that all of the trials that we go through here in this life are scarcely worth mentioning? If you're having a difficult day today, I hope that you were encouraged by this message. And of course, at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how this message and a number of other messages will be yours. It's actually part of a series entitled The Invisible World. Because you see, it is the invisible world. It's the world in which we receive our strength because that's where God is, angels are there, and we're going to be speaking about all of these things in the days ahead. Thanks in advance for your prayers, for your gifts, because here in Running to Win, what we want to do is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with as many people as possible, and you are helping us do that. God bless you. I hope that you carry with you today the encouragement that we've just heard about. Yes, indeed, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So from my heart to yours today, I hope that you have a good day and share Christ with someone along the way.
Erwin Lutzer, introducing Living in Two Worlds, the first of 8 messages on the invisible world. Tomorrow, more on the vast difference between the pain of this world and the glory of the next. These messages will make the invisible world very real to each of us. The entire series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the invisible world. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.